This week's being sponsored by Josh Spielman, Zech Nishmat Siyana Bas Yehuda Allah Shalom. Might happen. Paul Ruben was traveling in his car with his family. He was on the road and was passing train tracks, and all of a sudden on the train track itself, his car stopped. Went dead. His car went dead. Tried to get the car starting again. Zwischengangen, didn't go. And he couldn't find anyone that can help him to get his car started again. His mamash on the train tracks itself. And he's in the car with his whole family. Reuben got all scared. He's afraid that train will come. Has to show him something very bad can happen to him and his family. The car also. So he took fast out. He didn't know what to do. So he took his family out of the car. So Chas V'Shalom, nothing should happen if a train comes soon. All of a sudden, Shimon comes out from nowhere, and he sees the car stuck on the train tracks, and he knows a little how to maneuver the car. And the Chachmasai, he's mitzliach to the car to get the car off the train tracks. A few minutes afterwards, the train passes by, and Baruch Hashem, just in the nick of time, Shimon was able to save the car, and also to stop a bad accident. Reuben came to Shimon, and he thanked him very much. He says, "Because your schus, you were mneya a big accident, and also you saved my car. Everything sounds good, no?" So. However, Shimon says back to Reuben, "I have to thank you. That car belongs to me now. In your tzchus, I was able to get a car." So Reuben looks back at him. He says, "How can you say such a thing? It was my car. I paid a lot of money for it. Paid a lot of money for the car." So Shimon says, "When you left the car, when you abandoned the car, you made a hefker. He made a hefka. It's hefka gama. I was the first one to be zaycha. It's my car."
I was going to cut that insurance. What do you mean I made a hefka?
So Reuben says, stopped misakech with him. And Shimon Tainis, "That car belongs to me now. It's my car now. And it's my bailus. Who's it then? Who's the car belongs to? Reuben to Shimon?" Interesting child, no? Okay? What? Huh? We'll see in a second. There's a Gemara in Bamatia. Das Chavdal Amalof. Yechein hay Rav Shimon Allah Zayma. Hamatsum Nari, Umin Adayv, and so on. Says animals from the lions, or from a dive from a bear, Umin Anama from leopards. I mean, a badless, that's some type of an animal. I looked in the art school, I didn't know what the Rashi didn't say what badless is. The art school speaks down, I didn't understand the word from the art school. H-Y-E-N-A. Hina, what is that? What? A wild dog, okay. And then he brings down, Rashi has a pirish. It's called a polecat. I know what that is also. Okay, but it's a wild animal. So anyway, so umenzuta shayam. So talk about these cases: leopard, a bear, and so on that they usually prey on a sheep, a vazim, on the gerlim, and a person comes safely from these chayes. Umenzuta shayam. Something that the yam pulled out into the ocean, the things that are the svasa yam and the dacha yam is to bring it into the ocean. So, and normally it's lost forever. Umishalusa shenar or something by a lake also takes it into the river. Hare elu shalai min neshabal misyashim. That's it. It's like hefka. The Bible Mamis Yashimit, because they know they're not going to, they're never going to get again. So the Bailam is Yaish. The Mechaber brings down this Gemara. The Mechaber is in Chashemish, the simulation of Tessif Zion. He says, Hamatzel, this is the Lashon of Mechaber. Hamatzel, Me'avi, Me'adayv. Someone saves animals from Me'avi, Me'adayv, for beer. Vizuta Shayam, Shlosa Shana, Harei Eru Shalai. And Mechaber adds on one thing the Gemara doesn't say. It's a filler, I'm a Vitzaveach. He even says, no, I'm not Mafkit. I'm not Mafkit. I want it. And he runs after him, so whatever it is. The deal is, it's still said Hefka, and someone who's kind, who picks it up is kind in it. So the smart sticks out. Over there, Sivkan Tezvav. I feel about the other, it's not Yish. Even if the Bible were not Miyash yet, and someone picks it up from these places before Yish, the feel Omar Lami Ashna. Even if the owner of the item says, I'm not Miyash, I feel him right if I have it. He's running after it. He follows in the lake, in the river. He sees him about watching it all time. Havei, Avir Achreel, Batla Daitai, Eitz HaKaladam, Rei HaKalat Sabach, HaBeis HaShenofla. It's about the Eitz HaKaladam, it's Siddur Hefka, a person's Miyayish Bakocha. And it's like, he sees a house falling down. He says, it's a Sabai Shenofla. So then it's Siddur Miyayish, and that's it. Nesivas. The answer being the Sivis in Simon Kuf Payal from Chashemishpid in Biyurim Sivkon Alev, and same thing he says again in Shin Samachal Sivkon Beis. So who had been, if let's say robbers come into our listim, they come into the house, and there's no way you could save your stuff and the items in the house, and someone comes and gets rid of the real, and you're ma'ash already, and someone comes and gets rid of the ganavim, and the items in the house. That's a thing like Zuta Shayam. Also, Zuta Shayam, that it's Hefka. Glad it was interesting, Shaila, after the Second World War, I don't want to go into now, people take their ashes to camps. Some people made out of this from the camps. They want to go back to the houses. Can they, well, they have to get back to the houses with the items in the house. Or after the war, their family members, their Yoshim, were they able to get some of the items from the whole Shaila, but that's a schmooz by itself. Okay. But come down to our case over here. What?
But here, interesting deal though.
What?
That car is left over there.
Yeah.
If it would have been hit by the train, he would have been able to deduct from insurance.
Yeah.
Now that the guy took it, he can't claim from insurance.
Why not? He can get both. They don't know that law, huh?
We'll
give me a chance. Good question. We'll get to it. Okay. So come down, according to all we said till now. To the case by the car, our case over the car by the train tracks. Reuven was sure that his car will be destroyed by the train. They'll smash it to pieces. If Shimon wouldn't have came, it would be smashed. And Tzora Shimon is together Matzah Zuta Shayam. It's like case of Zuta Shayam. So maybe even if Reuven screams and says, I'm not masking, doesn't matter. It's in Hefka, and it belongs to Shimon. So Chayra, the case over here is, Shimon was eichen it. However, there's Ramah. Ramah there, in Siv Zion, Ramah adds on, he says, Mikol Malkayim, Taib, Yasha, Lahasa, Lefnei Mishos Adin. In Alpidin, Shimon owns it, but Shimon, that it's as Sisi Yasha, a Taib, a person, Lefnei Mishos Adin, should give it back to Reuven. You know, even though the din is you're not mechuyav to turn it back and it belongs to him, but still, Yashar HaTavis, you should give it back to Reuven. However, still, Shimon Katayna to Tavei from Reuven, the Schaticha that he has to save the car, like it says in Eisam HaBeis of Gimel, that you play the Schar, which is Raylai. After Shimon heard the Psak, the din is that you can lie, it's yours, but the Sisi has to give it back. So Shimon answered back, he says, I don't want to be a nice guy. Sisi has to tell him it's a nice thing. I want the car. So what's the problem? You could take it. But there's a problem here. What's the problem? The car is in the name of Reuven. It's in Reuven's name. Reuven doesn't want to sign over the title to Shimon. He says, let me sign it. I don't want to sign it. And Reuven also sign this. Since I can't drive the car anymore, the Bezin Paskin that belongs to Shimon, I'm taking off the insurance right now. I pay insurance, I pay day-to-day insurance, I'm taking off insurance. So Shimon won't be able to drive their car also. So it comes out both of them can. Reuven, it doesn't belong to him. Shimon can't drive because it's on the other person's name. And there's no insurance on the car. So the question now is, the Shaila is, if you could force Reuven to sign over the buyers to Shimon, or maybe you can't force him to sign over, and both can't use the car, or maybe they should fight the woman. They should make a private deal between each other. He fights the woman and work it out. And make some type of show between them. So what do you do here?
If you scrap it, who gets the money?
Huh? We'll talk about that. Good.
No, he can't drive.
Right.
He doesn't have insurance.
All right. What? Time to list.
Why should the Bezin Paskin belongs to him? They should make him sign it over.
Huh?
If Bezin Paskin belongs to Shimon, why should Bezin be behind?
We'll talk about that in a second. We'll get to it in a second. Well, that's part of the shiur. Okay. All right. So in the beginning, Lachayetz Tolei and a big machlekes apaiskim. We know that in the American law, Israeli law, the Goyishe law, and all Western countries, I don't know how it is by the Arabs, but by most civilized countries, the din is that when a person dies, sons and daughters yashin equally. Someone has 10 children, 5 boys and 5 girls, all of them get equally. Divided in 10, each one gets equal part. There's no such thing as a bechor, there's no such thing as a son yashin is more than a girl, they all yashin equally. Yes, in the Torah Gresham it says, we hold that only the sons yashin and not the daughters. The daughters do not yashin. Now, let's say a person is nifter and he has a number of children. So if you have to go through probate court or you go through the courts, which is usually the case, so a daughter has to sign over to the son. And the court says all the children yashin. So, if there's a tzavar, then you go bust the tzavar. We'll talk about it in a second what tzavar means. A person like the tzavar, he wants all children yashin equally. So the question is that tzavar help or not? So Shaila and Paiskim. Master Shmos Kosma Tayyar says only sons yashin yashin. So if I write a tzavar, does it help or not? In the Paiskim, it's a big machlekes Paiskim. In the Paiskim of our generation. It's a big machlekes. Rabbi Shlomi Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and other dead paiskim held that only the son, since it's Master Moshe Kotara, so Mela, Yemachoyev, the din Torah is only sons Yashin and girls don't Yashin, so Mela, if they write a Tavor is null and void, not worth a penny, because you won't connect it to Torah. That's what they hold. Ramesha, in the tshuva, and also Reb Chaim Meiz in the tshuva, and also Cheshev Eifetz from Hedek Pater from London, big Dera Paiskim, they all hold that the tzavah is so much the tzavah, it's like a matana mechayim, it's like a tinyu mechayim. So it's a big machlokes. So if a person writes a tzavah to the shayla, well, this is tzavah. Ladina, so when I get the shayla very often, I tell people, personally, if I say, if someone calls me up, I have 3 sisters, I don't want to be Ashen, I want to get all the money. I'm the only son, I want to get all the money. So I said, listen, Dev, I say, Kimli, you hold like a Moshe. Dev, you write a Tzavah, that's who wrote a Tzavah. So.
What happens if you wrote a Halachi
Tzavah?
Huh?
If you write a Halachi Tzavah, no problem. There's ways to write a Halachi Tzavah that all the children are Ashen equally. There's ways. But that's not what the Shir today is about.
Everybody needs it.
Yes, it's Ramah. Ramah in Shin Pei Beis in the Chashem Mishra. Ramah says, "Yikra Shtach Chatzizacha, Shtach Zacha." There's eights what to do. There's eights what to do. But that's not the shir today. Here we're talking a person did not write a tzavah at all. So you write a tzavah. The worst thing to do is not to write a tzavah. So a person did write a tzavah. So you go back to Dinei Torah. The Dinei Torah only sons Yashin. The girls don't Yashin. So now, but in the American law, and the laws of most civilized countries, is the door of the Yashin. So the door is not the Yashin. However, you have a right to, the doors have a, can sign up and say, listen, I don't want the Yashin. Since I, you know, I'm giving all the money to my brothers. I give all my dear brothers. So the question is, can you force the daughters, and the daughters want the money, can you force them to sign it or not? So it's a big machlokes in the earlier Paiskim already. It's machlokes Chuvas Marit and Mary Barton. And Chuvas Marit Paskin, that he says, says that the daughters are mechuyev to sign over for free. They can't charge any money for it. Because it's din hashavas aveda. Because mikra din American law is the girls get it. So you're mechuyev to sign over hashavas aveda. That the boy, her brother should get it. Other people say another reason they're mechuyev, the girls are mechuyev to sign over for free. Because kaifa amid is for them. Because the halacha is they're not supposed to get anything. Only the boys yashin. And not the girls. However, my brother says, you can't force them to sign. You could tell the kedashim from the brothers, listen, you wanna get the money through probate? You need my signature. Give me 10%, 20%, 50%. Give me a certain percent, and I'll sign over. So in the achreinim, after my written very blessing, my kadreinim, throughout the generations, the kansi machlokes in the paiskim. If you want to look in the extensive, there's a zirei greinim from the last generation, brings down all the different shittas and call ayin oisyud, he's ma'ach on this. So here now case also by case of the car, this machlokes if he should sign over the can he force Reuven to sign over the car to Shimon for free, or Shimon could say, listen, you want me to sign over the car to you, give me some money, be fine for your money. So maybe it's Torah in that machlokes. However, anyone has kashas on the tavor part? No one has cash on the road part.
What's the point of comparison between those two cases?
Huh?
The car basin gave over to him already. What legality does he have to hold on to just signing over?
Because he has to do something. Even by daughters and the girls Yashin. According to halacha, it doesn't belong to them. According to American law, it belongs to them. So now they have to sign it over. So also, in the case of the car, according to halacha, it belongs to Shimon. But Shimon can't get it unless Reuven signs over.
So we're trying to find a way around secular
law. Right, yes. Well, this case is not secular law, but according to, just to give it over, that's all. And it belongs to him. It belongs to the sons. By the Yerusha, it belongs to the sons. Just the girls have to give it over to them. Here also, the car belongs to Shimon. Just Reuven has to sign over to him.
The daughters have to give it over because of secular law, they should also have it. Based on the will that he wrote.
No, he didn't write a will. If you wrote a will, you look what it says in the will. We're talking, Machlokes, my boss is talking when no will was written. No will was written. Because when the will is written, is a Machlokes, you go back to the will or not. So we're avoiding that. So we're talking a case where a will wasn't written. So the question is, it's someone else's, it belongs to someone else, but he needs someone else to sign it over to them. So the case of Yerusha is like that, and the case of here also. To get the car, someone has to sign over the title. Okay.
When you sign over the title to the car, he does. What about, for instance, when the Gemara talks about a lion attacking a chamor? Let's say he has diamonds and valuables on the chamor. Does that mean he gets that too? Same thing by the car. If there's valuables in the car, let's say he's a diamond dealer, and there's diamonds in the car, does Shimon get the diamonds off?
Well, that's possible to get later on. The car will get broken apart.
So
we're going to talk about that. That's also. We're going to talk about that. Anyway, so in the Sefer Imperium Master from Yitzhak Zilberstein and Pashas Vayera, he brings down, if this is not, this our case is not Torah, it has nothing to do with your case of Yerusha. And all the Shitas will hold that, like Mari Basan, that you don't have to sign over, because over here, it was Roy Lachatzkila to Shimon to turn back the car to Reuven. He should give it back. That's his Yerusha at time. He should return the car back, like the Amos speaks out. And if Shimon is not noig like that, so also Reuven also does not have to be the nice guy and noig out to Sisi Yashua Toy. So Meira, he's not mechuyev to sign over. And if he signs over, he can ask for money. And even according to the reason of Tam Hashavas Aveda, according to some Shitas, that's dafka, it's eifen, there's no mitzvah on the second person to return the chefetz. Over here, it's a mitzvah on Shimon after Sisi Yashua Taif to turn the car back to the Reuven. That's Pashit, there's no mitzvah on Shavas Aveda, because there's not still Aveda Shimon, Adraba. It's a right, it's been a right that Shimon should return it back to Reuven after Sisi Yashua Taif. And now, let me finish. And since it's not a chiyuv for Reuven to sign the car over to Shimon, then, so what do you do now? Now it's a chiyuv on Shimon to return, to give the car back to Reuven. Why? Because then you're kaifa midas v'dayim. Since he can't do anything, then it's kaifa midas v'dayim. Because like this, both of them won't be able to use the car. So it's midas v'dayim, there's a chiyuv to let Reuven, he's allowed to let Reuven use the car. Just Reuven has to pay to Shimon a few things. One thing is the schar ticha, he has to pay for Shimon. He lost time and efforts or whatever to save the car. And secondly, there could be some valuables in the car that is not zuta shayam. Let's say, so mentioned before, there's diamonds in the car. Now let's say there's a car seat that would have got destroyed with if the chain would have came. There's certain things that you could have saved, doesn't have a zuta in a zuta shayam. In those cases, then he has to pay to Shimon. However, you want to say something?
No.
What?
Dinan Mahus, because there's a star, a title that has to be signed.
Yeah.
That title determines who's the owner in any state of the union here. Yeah. Doesn't that take precedence?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's the shadow if he has to sign it or not. The title says he doesn't have to sign it. If I can't, since he can't, doesn't have to sign it, then I'll cut from his name. He should give it back.
That's what even more than that title states who the owner is unequivocally. So he can sign it that Zutu Shoyom, he can say whatever he wants, but it makes no difference. There's even salvage rights if somebody finds it. You know, it has to be
brought
back to the original owner.
The shaila is, like so mentioned before, is let's say is the used scrap metal of the car. Who does that belong to? The scrap metal.
But I can go to court and force Ruben to give me the car.
Huh?
I can go to court and force Ruben to give me the car.
Why?
Because Bezdin and rules belongs to me. It's arbitration. And arbitration's rules belong to me. So I can go to court and say, enforce the arbitration and force them to give me the car.
And when he says, I don't listen.
Well, why and I said the court can
contempt of court.
The court order says,
well, we're not talking about court. We're talking about Bezdin. Most people don't go to court. They go to Bezdin. Hopefully, they go to Bezdin.
But I've gone to Bezdin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bezdin has rules. And the rules said, well, I can't force roofing. But I can force roofing.
You go to court.
Let's say, unrelated, Bezdin Paskins that this guy's car belongs to this guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't Bezdin force the guy to sign off on the title?
He could say, listen, it belongs to him, take the car.
But Bez is smart enough to say, in order to give him the car.
Yeah, so that's the shayla. Can I force him?
So it's not in this case, Mr. Lee.
Any case
where Bez is Mikhail.
Right. Sometimes he could say, listen, okay, tell him to take it. Yes. You have other problems? That has nothing to do with us.
Doesn't make sense.
All right.
Bez doesn't have the right to force somebody.
What?
Why
Bez does that? But he still has insurance and he can still have.
The question is, Shimon wants the car.
Yeah, but why
the question is, does Reuven have to sign over to him or not?
But why did Bezdin give him the car?
Huh? Because it's been a Zuta Shayam. It's been a Zuta Shayam. It's Hefka. The car is Hefka.
But it's different than the
Insurance companies could be the whole lot of changes with insurance companies today. It could be with insurance companies the whole lot of changes today.
What?
It could be today that the insurance company or halacha has changed today, and it could be it could change. The halacha could change because, like Harold mentioned, that you can go to court, you get something right from Bezdin, and then enforce it in court. It could be the halacha will change.
They ask you if you're going to the person shouldn't do.
Yes.
Should be the team serving this. Yeah. But if the Ramah says that, the fair is what courts, what based in Bezdin Paskin that you know it belongs to Shimon?
No, because Bezdin tells Shimon, listen, it says if you're, what's the Lashon he says? He come up and tell Yashal Hazer. This is, I don't want to be a nice guy. I don't think he has the right to say that. They can't say, Alpidin, it belongs to you. But you have to be a nice guy. That's the derech hacharis to be a nice guy. Give him back the car. He says, I don't want to be a nice guy.
I guess I'm say, the psak is yours.
The psak say it belongs to Shimon. The psak will say it belongs to Shimon. Yes, it's the proper thing to give it back to Uven. That's all. Yes, yes.
Why did it absolve themselves?
They came and asked him a shayla.
Is there
an issue
that
themselves?
What's that
they come to ask? You're not allowed to. So the halacha is like this. You're not mechuv to take everything to her. But once they come to your shayla, and then you're scared, and then someone scares you, calls you up. You know, if you're going to pass it against a friend, your tires are going to be all slashed tonight. Okay. You can't, you mechuv to pass him. That's a good neish. Or they say they're going to beat you up, or whatever it is, you know. Well, they're really, you know, you hear stories like that. But once you take the case, you're stuck. You got to bring it to the end. But you have a right to say, I'm not going to put my life in danger or my house in danger. So you don't have to take it. The Kama Rabbanim in New York will never take a case because of this, because they're afraid of being sued or being taken to court or to be, slash ties and so on. All right. New case. Reuven took a taxi. He's going in a taxi in Eretz Yisrael. And you know, it's like America, you go into a taxi, sit in the back, you don't talk to the guy from the beginning to the end. But Eretz Yisrael, you know, Ali's on Reuven. He started schmoozing with the taxi cab driver, and he sees that the taxi driver is a very has tears in his eyes. So he decided to find out what's going on over here. So the taxi driver says, "I don't want to bother you with my tzoras, but if you ask me, I'll tell you. I feel this is my last day of life in this world. I have a heart condition, and I feel that I'm near the end." So the one who's joined the Avich, who's a big Baal Chesed Gadol, it's a mitzvah that's also fascist here. So he starts talking with the driver. What happened? What happened over here? Why is such a bad matzah over here? So the driver says, "I need very badly to a havar of 2,000 shkolim. And the bank doesn't want to lend it to me. And he needs the mamish, he's sakana if he doesn't have it. And if someone would lend him the money, the mamish saved his life." This Avrech, the person who's the passenger, he told him, "Listen, we're not far from my bank. Stop off by the bank." And after stop by the bank, he went to the bank, he took out 2,000 shekels from his account, and he lent it to the driver. Did it's a chesed. It's also fascist. That's it. Okay. What's up? Reuven. Number days pass by. Reuven is learning yeshiva. He's learning Kayin Gaman. He's learning in the Kayin. He has his chavrus of Shimon. And Shimon always comes on time. This and a few days later, Shimon came late. And he never comes late. So, yes, sir, what happened? What did you come late for? He said, "Out of Shiloh, it's also fascist." He says, I was coming from home with a taxi cab driver, and he tells me that he has a problem with Tatsos the fascist. He needs 2,000 shkolim. He needs 2,000 shkolim. It's Mamish Kruch Nefesh. So he came also 2,000 shkolim. Did a mitzvah, told the fascists. So who is this? The second one. How does that cab driver look? What does he look like? See if it's the same Mamish, the same case. It's about exactly the same person. It's the same cab driver. So now, they're talking now about a Gadaf over here. So Reuven starts thinking, how do I get the money back? I have to get the money back. If it goes, sale the money, it won't work. How do I do it? What type of aroma etzah do I have? There's some etzah, but chuchecha, there's smart etzah to get my to get back to four shkolim for me, for 2,000 shkolim for me, 2,000 for sure of him. So he came with an idea. Reuven contacted the driver, the cab driver. He says, "You really need at the end. You need 50,000. You told me you need 50,000 shkolim. At the end, you want 2,000 for me. I have someone who can lend you 50,000 shkolim, but he wants a mashkin of 4,000 shkolim. He wants a mashkin of 4,000 shkolim. And I'm going to tell you, when he paid back the 50, you know, work it out. When you pay it back, you get back to 4,000." The driver sees he has a deal over here. He's going to make 50,000 shkolim. So he gave all 4,000 shkolim back. Right afterwards, the woman called Shimon. I did it. I got you back in 2,000 shkolim. I got back 2 shkolim. I got 2,000, you got 2,000. The cab driver won't hear from me anymore. So, Baruch Hashem. But then Shimon started having a guilty conscience. Did I do this haroma? It's Kneves Das. Kneves Das. How can I do such a thing? Yeah? What? Well, who said you could be a Ganef? Because he's a Ganef. So anyway, they decided to go ask a Shaila.
How can you steal something from
them? Huh? What? Second, let me finish. It's a loan, it's a real loan. Okay? So they decided to go ask the Shaila. 1 second. Let me give the share. Okay. Okay. We all know the Chaima Issa of Zashek Tichok. And of course many Paiskin, the Nonaf Kamina. It is a Fnei Bezdin, Shloi Befnei Bezdin. Now say Sheker. That I looked in Tita from Yaakov Kamnetsky. He said from Yaakov Kamnetsky, but I looked in the Chumash. I couldn't find it there. But he said, "Why do you say by?" It says, "What's come more loud in the Torah?" It says, "Don't do this, don't do this." When it comes to Sheker, it's Vasheker Tichok. He says, when it comes to Sheker, not only now say Sheker, you have to do everything that doesn't with Vasheker, even. He's far away from even come to say Sheker. Zasheker, that's what Yankel used to say. But I think it wasn't printed in the Chumash. But that's what they sold from him.
Is it a
Machlokas?
Is it
a Machlokas? It's what I said. It's a Machlokas, if it's only said in Bezen, Chutz of Bezen. Many Rishainim, it's a Machlokas Rishainim and the Nachrainim. But Maisa, we know it to be Mach Messiah if they Bezen, Shloy if they Bezen. And also there's a Gemara Makkas, a famous Gemara Makkas, Daf Chabez, Amar Aleph, the daughter of MS Mobavai. Why is this Kagana Safra? What was the case? The morning said what the story is. But Rashi brings down the case, he brings the story he's brought down the shelters. Story of Safra had a chafetz. He wanted to sell something for a certain price. And a person came to Safra, he was holding him a Krishma. And he says, "Give me the chafetz and I'll pay this and this amount for the chafetz." And he didn't answer, because he was meaning to the Krishma. The person who came wanted to buy a chavis thought that there was a masker with a price. So he gave a higher price. And he said, give a higher price. After he finished Krishma, he says, "Take the chavis on the first price you said, because I was Samech Das on the first price." He decided to sell for this price, even though later on it came out the person wants to give him a higher price, he took the lower price. So you see how important it is to say, to do emes. So chaya, the shayla is, can you do aroma to get the money back? There are three rayas from the Gemara that's muta. That's what some achrayim say. The emes is five rayas, but we'll say three of them at least. The Gemara in Yuma, and that's Pei Gimel on the base, the Gemara brings on a maita, that about Achsanya, his name was Keder. And two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, came Erev Shabbos. And they gave the money to Kida to hold on the money for Pekadon until after Shabbos. Came after Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi, the two Tanoim, Yehuda and Yossi, they came after Shabbos, they want back the money, they kept Kadim. He said, lie down, what are you talking about? What money? What are you talking about? So what they did, so the Gemara says, they did a mirma. They wanted the money back, so they gave the owner, Peter, they gave him to drink a little bit of wine or schnapps to, you know, to get him, he wasn't, what do you say?
Loosen him up a little.
Not loosen him a little, but to be, they know what's going on. And they, and after he got partial drunk, they noticed on his lips there is adoshim. Is it adoshim? What's that called?
Lentils.
Lentils. Is it lentils? Lentils. Is it adoshim? So they went, he was hit, his drunk laying in bed. They went to his wife, and they told his wife that he just said to give back the stuff they gave for Kadim, you should give it back. If you don't believe me, the right is, he ate for lunch, he ate the Zid HaDoshim. How was the first thing he said HaDoshim? They saw him live, they know he cleaned up his mouth well. So he said, the wife says, he's saying the Emes. Saying the Emes. So that she gave back, she gave back the stuff. I don't want to see what happened at the end of the Gemara. You know, the husband and wife was going, let's not get into that. But he got his, so he got that. Huh? Depends who the happy ending was for. So anyway, so the Gemara says that she gave back what they got before Shabbos. So you see, it's a time that they were allowed to lie. Shana Emes, they shouldn't be mastered. And the reason as far as like this, the Amir Sheker Zasa, it's only come to you want to fool somebody else, Shalaika Din, and to Goyim Daitai. But over here was to take out his own money from the Ganef. They took away Shalaika Din. There's no way to Sheker, that's a Mid, that Faket, that's a Mid, Yashin Emes. And Adarabba, take the money out from the Ganef. Bam is doing a chesed with the Ganef, because right now the Ganef is Masuk Mama Shalissa. So you're getting the money out from him, that's not considered Sheker, and it's okay. That's one raya. Another raya, there's a sefer called Medish Asar Seres HaDibris. I have it. It's Seres HaDibris. It's a Medish only on the Seres HaDibris. It's a sefer by itself. It brings out all the Midrashim and Kol HaTorah Kula. It's on, it's called Medish Asar Seres HaDibris. So on the Dibra, the eighth Dibra on my Signife, he brings a Maisa Pella. A Maisa person was a Seicha, and he went to a faraway place to buy some schera, and was carrying 500 gold coins. And he came a few days before the market opened up, the Yom HaShuk, I say the market day. So what he did was, he figured he doesn't want to walk around 500 zuvim, didn't have banks in those times. So he made a hole in the ground, and he hid it. And told the Yom HaShuk. And he went to a hidden place, and he saw Vayah Kiyin Ish Vayifim Pirate of Fiber Yash and Ish, you know, there's no one around, no one's watching him. He dug a hole in the ground, and he dug there the 500 of them. And he wanted to hide it till the Yom HaShuk. Just he didn't realize that the building that was nearby, there was a hole in the building, and someone was peeking out of the hole. And he sees him hiding these gold coins in the ground. The Seicha left the place when they went to the city, whatever, he went to a place. In the meantime, as soon as he left, the person who watched him hiding from the hole, peeking the hole, watched him, and he came and stole the money, stole the gold coins. A few days later, the Seicha, the owner, one owns his gold coins, the 500 gold coins, he wants to take his money, take the gold coins to go to Yom HaShuk. And he sees, and then it's not there. So he said, how shy is this? No one saw me hide it. Then he started looking around, and he says, it could be there's someone, there's a building nearby, could be someone from the building was peeking out and saw what I did. So he found out who the owner of the building is, and he went to him, he found out who Balbais is, he went to him, he says, the Chachmah said, I heard that you're a very smart person and you're a big Bal Yeretz. I have a problem. I need from you a big Eitzah. I came to the city, I don't know anybody, and I came to do business, and I bought me two piles of coins. One has 500 gold coins in there, and another one has 800 gold coins there. The 500 gold coins, and I don't know anyone in the city. So I went to Mokum Tznua, and I hid the 500 gold coins. The other 800 coins, I still have in my hands. So I'm coming to SCA, so what should I do with it? Should I hide in a different place, not the same place I hid the first one? Or should I hide in the first place that I hid the first one, 500? Now should I have 800 there? Or I should find someone that's trustworthy in the city that I can leave him hold on to the 800 coins? That's what he asked this guy. So the guy says, you know, if you ask me, best thing is to hide in the same place. Best thing is to hide in the same place and don't give ten, don't trust. There's no one you can trust. Hide in the same place and you put in the same place and that's it. Good. Anyway, so this person, businessman went somewhere shopping, whatever it is. In the meantime, the Ganef goes, he digs, it's all in the Medrash. He goes and digs himself a hole, the same hole before him, he puts back in the 500. Because he figured now he's going to have 1,300 at the end of the day. So, he puts in there, later, a few hours later, the owner of the first company goes, and if he digs it up, he finds, of course, the 500. So he says, Rabbi Nishalom, Baruch HaMaz HaVei De LaMayli. Thank you very much, I got back my 500. That's the hope, it's all the Medrash. So you see from here, from this Medrash, that the Sarekha can be shining the Emes to get back what it was stolen from him. That's the second Raya. The third Raya is from Piskei Mariz. From Piskei Mariz, in Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis Vav, he brings down that if someone, Chaver was a Olam, he's a strong man, a strong person, and he took the Chazaka, he took money with the Chazaka, he's allowed to be married with him by Mirma to get back his money. Shenema im ikesh titapo, and he brings a raya from a pasuk and from the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vayaged Yaakov," says in this week's Pasha, Mamash this week's Pasha, Pasha v'Yetzei, "Vayaged Yaakov v'Rachel." So Gemara Megillah, you give him on base as a kasha. Yichi Avihu, Halot Ben Achaisi Avihu. What's Achi Avihu? Was Achaisi Avihu? So Amar Yaakov, Ramai Hu, Achav Ani Bamoik. My Esav is a Ramai. I'm also Achav Bamoik. So Amar Lai. So the Rachel Leah said to Yaakov, Yichi Mutu Tzadikim Linim Bamoik. Ani Yaakov, Ken, Kamar Shakosov, in Nova Titava, Nikash Titapo. That's what you said before, right? You're allowed to do it. So it's the ultimate reward. You're allowed to Mishan Emes to save your money. So another two rayas that is brought down in the Sefer in Titan Emes Yaakov. That's a Sefer from it's a whole Sefer, believe it. There's a whole Sefer on Saint Sheker. When you're allowed to say Sheker, not say Shiak. There are a few swarm on that. One is called Titan Emes Yaakov, the other is called Nitzvah Sayim. It's a likut of all the places in Cholotai Kula, when you last say Sheker, when you can't say Sheker. So in the Sefer Titan Emes Yaakov brings down a Gemara and Gittin. It brings down a Yavitz and Gittin, Sefer Gittin. The Gemara and Gittin says like this, in Yudal Ramalaf, Rav Sheshes, Hava Eshrat et Asavle B'mchuzah. Sheshes sold some Asavle, I think it was coats, whatever it is, in city of Mechuzah. And he lived in one city, and they lived in a different city. And they were promised him to give a certain money at a certain date. So Amalei Rabbi Yosef Bachama, Bahadei the Osses, it's nine here. Do me a favor. You're going to Mechuzah, pick up the money from these people who owe me the money, and return it back to them and bring it to me. Also, no, Yav Nehelei. So Yosef Bachama went, got the money from them. So Amalei, they gave him back the money. But it's a nikmina. I want you to make a kinyan. It should belong to the owner of the money. You know, to Abshashis. So I'm away in. I'll do it. Rashi speaks out Kinesa. I'll make a kinyan and it belongs to the Abshashis when you're giving him money. The site, the Gemara says, Ishtamlahu. He didn't do it, didn't make a kinyan. He also got me. When he came to Abshashis, Amalei, Shapavat, the Lashavit, Nashach, of the Lord of the Shmavit. Good thing you didn't make a kinyan on it, because of the Lord of the Shmavit. So, says Zach the Yavits. The Yavits over there on that Gemara, Daf Gemara over there. He says, there's no, he said in the beginning he didn't make a kinyan. At the end of the day, he didn't make a kinyan. There's no Esid Vashaka Tichak. Why? Because since he's not Mechuif, he wasn't Mechuif to do it. And he couldn't be mimatu miyadam in a different way, unless he's a patir shekel, because they would not give him the money unless he says make a kinyan. So Mela, it was okay not to be mechayv money. He didn't make the kinyan. So you see, over here it's mutter to lie. You shouldn't come to the hetzit. Another raya brings down from Psikta Rabosi in Perichol Beis. El Yonavi came to someone in a dream, and El Yonavi was miyaitim in a certain case. They should say Sheket to Makabo to get his money back to Chazara. So you see, all these cases, that to be Maitzim Maman from Shimon, Derech HaRama was Mutta. As Poshet is all talking, but there's no other Eitzah. There's no Eitzah to be Maitzim Maman. Unless that's lying. But if that's the other Eitzah to do it, and certainly, if there's no Eitzah to do it, certainly you should not come on to say Sheket. But if you have no other choice, It's not even saying sheker. It's to get back your original money. That's not going to say sheker, and that's okay.
Question.
Yes.
Could the guy who got money back to the cab driver keep the other guy's money so he muffled it with the stand?
Well, he could have called the police. I don't know. Could he kept it all four? Maybe. Maybe. Huh?
He might
have a chavusa. No, I don't know. He might. He says, good idea. He moves him as a chavusa then. He keeps the money. That's a good shaila. I didn't have anyone going to. I want to once talk about that. There's a whole chaykes. Moshe says to the Negeya in Parshas Lech Lecha. When Avram got all the money. He took the money from all the bezos. Did he have to give mice on it? He gave it all back. There's a whole child in the place. Did he have to pay give mice on it? Was the mice given on that money or not? So the whole machlokes in today's place. So machlokes from Chaim Kaneski is machlokes in Doris. When today's generation machlokes from Chaim Kaneski and Bailey Steinman, if he was supposed to give mice on or not. All right. Huh? Yeah, but hook or back crook doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Alright, another case.
He got it, it was his.
Huh?
He gave it away.
But he gave it back to original people. So that's a Chaim Kaneski. Other people tell you no, since he didn't make an opinion because he wanted to give it back. I'm not saying so. Then. Yeah, that's the shayla. Mice have like this a chosen. He got engaged. These are true stories, yes.
All true.
Alright, another interesting. This is also a true story. Al Chatzin, before it's Chashna, he was looking around, you know, when a person gets married, there's such a flop, he has to pay for the pictures. So, before the Chashna, he's looking around for a photographer. He's looking for the best photographer in the city. So he asks his friends, his chaveim, and they all tell him that the best one, the best photographer in town is his name is David. David, the famous David. Everyone knows David, he's the famous photographer. And everyone goes to him, everyone uses him for chasnas. So his bocha, when yeshiva, the shtick of Batlin, he opens up a newspaper, and he sees the advertisement. David. The best photographer around. Nope. So the chassid calls him up, and he says, listen, I'm getting married soon, and my chassid is going to be big Rosh Yeshivas, big Tzaddikim, big Rebbes. He's going to have everything there. I need the best photographer. And I'm told, there's no one like you, no one like David. So what is the status? Of course it's true. I'm the best one around. You go, you call the right number. But it's not done in Shmilaria, he says. He says, after you see those pictures, you really know what a good photographer is. So he didn't meet him, but he told on the telephone, or with emails today, I don't know how it works exactly in their time. So they agreed to it, and he hires him. He tells him also, if you see those pictures, you'll see that I'm the top of the city. So anyway, the photographer says you have to give a thousand shekels as a present. And he told him that we sign a hesken, and if you break the deal, then you lose 1,000 shekels. The chassam agreed, sent the mishtar, signed it, faxed the mishtar, signed it back. Signed the star, gave him 1,000 shekels, sent him 1,000 shekels. Show my soul. Everything's beautiful. Everything's beautiful. He came married, he has a photographer, all set. A few days later, he goes to a chasana, his friend's chasana. And he hears that the photographer is a famous David. So, the break in the chasana, he goes over to David, he says, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, next week I'm getting married on Tuesday. You're going to be my photographer for my chasna also. And I hope you didn't forget. So David, the photographer, says, what's your name? So he says his name. He takes out his appointment book, you know. The chasna, he says, look, it's not there. His name is not there. So then the photographer says, this David, the famous David says, maybe you got a different David. You didn't hire me. So what came out at the end of the day? There are two Davids, two photographers named David. And the chassam went, Batois went to the wrong one. And this second David, who he saw the advertised papers, only for 5 years, he's not the one of 30 years doing photography, there's no guy on the block. You know, guy in the black. I don't want him to be my photographer. So he wants to tie it to Mekach Toys. He wants to matel the Heskin with the second David. And he wants back his 1,000 shekels. David, the second David, says, listen, you want to matel Heskin, you have a right to do it. Oh, but the 1,000 shekels, it's mine. And Chassid says, no, you fooled me. When I called up, I said, you're famous David. I'm looking at you, the best one in the scene. He says, I'm still the best guy in the street. You know, I'm 5 years, but I'm not as fruit as another one, but I have jobs taking, people hiring me also. If you would have told me. So the guy times back to him, the chassam times back to him. You want the famous David, I want to be mask him. And to make a choice and give back the thousand shekels. The photographer says, no, I didn't lie to you. My name is David, even though I'm young, but I'm top notch. I'm the best around. I'm the best. And inside me, there's no Mecca toys. You're not getting back your 1,000 shekels. No, who's the din? Who's the din with? So, okay.
What's the shaila as far as the Mechach Tos? Because he claimed, when he said you're the best photographer, yes. He says, yes, I am.
Yeah, he still says he is.
He has a right to say
that. Yeah? Wait,
the other guy was an idiot.
But what is the other guy who said that? I heard he's been doing this for 30 years or something like that.
I knew the other guy was referring to you.
Huh? Okay. No, in that story, you don't know last name. You know by first name. Douglas, that's it. So anyway, what's the din over here? You didn't say Machlokes. Machlokes here of Yitzchak Zilberstein and Chaim Kanevsky. What's the din? Yeah. Yitzchak Zilberstein holds, if Rav Rubai of the Tzibah know that David, the first David, the big famous David. Everyone knows that he's a photographer, the best photographer around. Even if he gave the photographer ready the second David to make Katima, gave him the down payment, whatever it is. And he understood, like Harold mentioned, he understood that he merely meant the other one, the famous one, and not him. So he has to turn back the 1,000 shkolim that he got, because his boy, he was Muhammad, he fooled the chassan, letting him think he was that David, since he's not the famous photographer. But if the David, the big photographer, is not Tumah Fustam. It's a big city. There are many photographers. A lot of people take him. But he's not Tumah Kuba on the Tiba. There are many other photographers. Then he could say that the photographer who got the money, he could tell the chassan, you came to the right place, and I am, and I don't have to give it back to you. And if you revile me, you take the other David, then I'm not going to pay back the 1,000 shkolim. That's what spent on the right rubai. The right rubai, everyone knows he's a famous one, the whole city knows. You know, some cities have certain people, they're number one, and everyone takes them. Sometimes they take somebody else because they're mishpacha or whatever it is. But in this case, he's known that then the dinners, if he's a consumer, he's going to get back the 1,000. But if he's not as famous and he's not the only one that everyone takes always, then he could keep the second David can keep the 1,000 shkolim. However, he said, he mentioned this shayla over to his brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Kanevsky. So Reb Chaim says, I disagree. He says, Mitzalim, the photographer, the second David, who's a photographer, the second David has a right to say, since he's moving to the money, he could say, I'm not giving back to you the money at all, for two reasons. One reason is, because the chassan was, like someone mentioned, a batlan. He was Pasha himself. He should have been revived before he hires the second David to find out where's the real David Mufusim. And there should to be other Davids. There's only one David, there's many Davids. He should have thought about it. Secondly, since the photographer already is Musik in the money, even Rav, everyone knows that the other one's more Mufusim, still, but the Mir do go to this David. So Mela, and he claims he's also a mumcha. So you say, Hamaytu lechov araya, like all dinim mamis, and Mela, the photographer, David, the second photographer, keeps all the money. The dinim somewhere is Mishaila, I would say, B'chaim's home, said right. He should have done his homework. He didn't do his homework, so you're stuck with what you're hiding, that's it. And he said, and besides, he's musik in the money. He cannot demand the money back.
How can you claim to be a famous David when
he always is famous? He always is famous.
When somebody refers to a famous David, if everybody knows their story, you can't claim he's a famous David.
He always is famous also. He always is famous also. So what?
He's just famous.
I'll tell you.
He said best.
You know, sometimes 5 years experience can be better than the one that's 30 years experience, you know? There's no liar.
You mean the best.
I'll finish. Alright. Okay.